the Disney Vault. This is the podcast where we went through every single Disney animated movie in chronological order, and then we went through Pixar movies in chronological order, and now we're going through Disney Channel original movies. I'm Rachel.
I'm Claire.
And I'm Oscar.
Oh boy, and wow, this area is full of stuff. What are you guys seeing?
I see giant pictures of someone's mom all over this loft apartment.
I love it. I love it. Yes. I was going to say I see pictures randomly on the kitchen counter.
Same house?
Yeah. In the same house, I also see a lot of oranges.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So many oranges.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have to say it, but I also just see so many cheetah spots.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Well, if the oranges didn't give it away, clearly we are talking about
the Cheetah Girls. Wow. What a moment in time. This is exciting. This is exciting.
Now, this is like iconic Disney Channel original movie.
Now we got a DCOM. Yeah. Yes. So had you seen this before?
Yes.
Rachel, I mean, before today, yes, because we did have a little watch party that our Patreons were able to kiki with us.
It was very fun.
It was very fun.
I had some very good chuckles with the kikiing. It was a good time. So check it out. I don't know. Will that be available for all? We did a live stream so you could watch along with us and comment along, and it was very fun.
Yeah.
So check out our Patreon, by the way. Shout out to patreon.com/InsideTheDisneyVault if you want to be privy to more cool events like that. So let's get into some smart housekeeping. Some growl power facts about the Cheetah Girls. So premiered on August 15th, 2003, written by Allison Taylor, based off of a book series, I believe, of the same name by Deborah Gregory. Believe it or not, one of the producers, Whitney Houston.
Whoa!
Get out of here.
Damn. Along with Deborah Martin, Chase Jacqueline George, music by John Van Tongeren, directed by Oz Scott. I think I said written by Allison Taylor. I couldn't find out who the songs were written by, because it said on Wikipedia, it says like the Christophers. I'm not sure if that was a person or what, but when I Googled it. Anyway. Or maybe it's the guy who did all the music for it. But usually, like, a songwriter is different from the score writer. But
it's an enigmatic personality tucked away.
Some of these songs weren't Cheetah Girl originals. They were covers.
This is true.
Of so we what? Have the Panther Gals?
No, I-5, I think.
One World. So the song Cinderella is a cover of the song from Swedish girl group Play. I'm sure some of the other ones, that's the only one I have here,
I saw on Wikipedia that it was I-5.
I'm sure that there are others, that they got them from. I don't know.
Cinderella was, it is a cover of the I-5 song from their 2000 self-titled album.
Everybody is trying to sing Cinderella.
Yeah, everybody's trying to claim Cinderella, okay.
Especially Raven.
I mean, here's the thing. It's a bop. We'll get to it, but it's a bop. Spoiler alert.
There are some bops in this one. So for our cast here, we've got Raven Simone as Galleria Garibaldi, also known as Bubbles. Adrian Bailon as Chanel Simmons, also known as Choo-Choo. Mm-hmm. Keely Williams as Aquanette Walker, also known as Aqua. Sabrina Bryan as Dorinda Thomas, also known as Doe. Lynn Whitfield as Dorothea Garibaldi. Juan Chioran as Franco Bolo Garibaldi. Lori Ann Alter as Juanita Simmons.
I'm sorry, Franco Polo? Not Marco Polo. Franco Polo.
Franco Bolo.
Oh, Bolo. Okay. That is like some weird brand name, Marco
Franco Bolo.
Garibaldi. Franco!
Bolo. so where Vince Carraza as Jackal Johnson, Kyle Schmidt as Derek, Kyle Saunders as Poochie Simmons, that's Chanel's little brother, Ennis Esmer as Rick, Johnny Chase as Doorman, Kim Roberts as Mrs. Bosco, and Sandra Caldwell as Drinka Champagne. I did not catch that her last name was Champagne when we were watching it.
Someone in the chat did. They said
someone did.
Yeah, their name was Drinka Champagne.
Except I thought that they were just being funny. I didn't know that that was her name.
Nope.
But she's incredible.
It's a drag name for sure.
Oh, for absolutely. Sure, yeah.
So the actress, here's a little fun fact. Here's a little smart housekeeping that I know. In the documentary Disclosure that came out last year on Netflix, the actress who played Drinka Champagne came out as trans and was living in secret for a long, long, long time.
Oh.
And so, yeah, as of this, yeah, she just came out as trans. So, like,
oh my goodness,
we got
that
some nice
documentary
little trans representation up
is
in here.
So good. I mm-hmm. loved it. Shout out.
Zeke's
shout
in
out
it, right?
Disclosure.
Hmm?
Zeke?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to watch it.
It's fantastic. I recommend it.
Yeah, it's so good. Shout out. So I think that's kind of... Oh, okay. So let me just other little things. We've got filmed in Toronto. It was named the number one Disney Channel original movie in 2005 by viewers,
me.
I guess. by Rachel. oh, okay. Some other stuff about this that's really interesting to me is how it
2005? Oh, it's, so
like
later?
A couple of years later, I guess.
Okay.
Maybe there was like a ranking. So this also has some sequels that we will be watching, but they also had three studio albums after this, plus
wow.
world tours, plus, okay, so there's so much stuff. The group launched a clothing line, perfume collections, doll lines, room decor, a book series, and video games, as well as three nationwide tours.
Wow.
And they grossed
okay.
over $43 million in their second tour, sold over 11 million records. So the Cheetah Girls are an enterprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, like, they're, like, the most successful to come out of the D-comp so far, I believe.
So far.
Yeah, it's the first time they've released an album for a D-comp because they never had one like this before.
I think this was the start of them being like, oh, we should do singing.
Mm-hmm. Which is, it's good and funny because, like, it seems like it comes naturally to Disney to have music in movies. And this one, it's not a musical, but there are some musical moments that I enjoyed where they didn't sing like a full song. But just like a little bit.
I would say it's a musical.
Or okay.
Yeah.
I guess you're right. I don't know. I don't know what
there's
makes me
multiple
think that
musical
this...
performances, which
so
automatically
true.
Makes it a musical in my
That's
mind.
That's true. And also there are musical moments that just are them existing together singing.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
So there you go. Musical. Yeah. So do y'all wanna talk about the Cheetah Girls?
Yeah, let's go record this podcast and talk about it.
Let's record the demo of this podcast.
Yeah.
According to Wikipedia, Cheetah Girls is
according
a 2003 American musical television film. There we go. It's a musical.
It's a musical. So we got four girls. They're living in Manhattan. Apparently, this is a children's birthday party that they're performing at.
Yeah, and we jump right into them performing.
Classic
it's almost
D-com.
Like a, whoa, what just happened? They're singing.
And we jump right into that bop.
Yeah.
They're singing. They're singing the Cinderella song, right?
No.
Oh, they're singing. We're already getting it wrong. They're singing. What are they singing? Oh, my God.
Whoa.
You know, I don't know. I don't remember because I was so shocked at how quickly everything was escalating. Even after the song, they were like talking, made me feel like I missed a huge chunk of the movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it just went into like, boof, we've known each other for years. And I was like, ooh, I was trying to play catch up over here.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. So Chanel goes home to tell her mom about the show, but her mom's real preoccupied about this new Parisian boyfriend that she has.
Oh, Luke. The first song they sing is Together We Can.
Okay, thank you.
That one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
together we can. They're all good. I don't know if I can tell them apart.
I don't know if I'm singing the wrong words, but it's the together we can.
So together we can.
Yeah, I'll we're getting into some deep 2003 fashions. I mean, I talked about this a lot in the watch along, but the amount of layering of clothes that we did in the early 2000s is unbelievable. Yeah, we wanted to wear all our clothes at once.
You say that. And then I, for a TikTok, just looked at some old pictures of myself in college, and I wore multiple layers. So it's a thing.
I was not joking. It was a real thing for people to wear.
Well, it was also a real thing in the 2010s for Rachel Chapman. So
I mean, and I know we've said it time and time again, but the classic jeans underneath a dress or a skirt, that was very much this time.
Yeah. And all time.
And I mean, a classic look. So this is Chanel, and this is her mom's the one that is a model.
It's like the little black dress over jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a timeless look, right? You could see Audrey Hepburn wearing a little black dress with some bootcut jeans underneath it.
That was such the vibe. That was it.
So Chanel has inexplicably random oranges all over and photos of herself conveniently facing, or photos of her mother, rather, facing the camera. They're in this big loft apartment thing. Anyway, her mom is obsessed with her new French boyfriend. And then we meet Galleria's.
We never meet him, French boyfriend.
We don't. That's true.
I assume, and, you know, y'all, because y'all have seen the sequels, I assume that he'll be brought up in the sequels, but I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't remember. All I remember is that they go off to Spain, I think.
That's not France.
No. So. So I don't know if he's there. But we get some real good music numbers in that one. So Gallery comes home to her parents, and her mom. I guess I'm going off of the Wikipedia, full disclosure, who chastises her for not taking phone messages or walking the dog, whose name is Toto. And so her mom's very logical, very like Raven's very excited about this talent competition that's coming up. Really, really intense about the Cheetah Girls.
It's a talent show at their school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. And then we see Dorinda works a job at a dance studio and does janitorial work at a community center, I guess.
Yeah, she like pays off of the classes by working there, cleaning the studios afterwards. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so the whole goal is these girls want to become the first freshmen to win the talent show in their school's history. And they keep talking about this guy named Jackal Johnson, who is an infamous alumnus of their school, and he now works in the music industry.
Big time producer.
Mm-hmm. Big time producer, who is played by our stock big time producer agent person who we've seen in other movies, such as
Quince and the famous Jet Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Quince and the famous Jet Jackson.
And the voice of Tuxedo Mask. I keep saying it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
What's Tuxedo Mask?
From Sailor Moon.
Oh, I never watched Sailor Moon.
Claire.
Fighting evil by
midnight. We love by daylight. Never running
from a real fight. She is the one they call Cheetah Girls.
Cheetah Girls. Just a warning. I feel like this episode's gonna be full of singing, so
mark it off.
a warning, you mean an invitation.
Oh, yeah, sing along.
You're welcome. Yeah, join the fun.
They used to, I mean, they do that sometimes when it's a musical. They have the first weekend it comes out, they have it, and then the second weekend they have a sing along version where they have little things at the bottom.
The bouncing ball.
Yeah, sing along.
Come on, everybody, just sing along. So this is not a good play-by-play, but basically he expresses interest in signing the Cheetah Girls to his label, and Galleria immediately introduces herself as the founder, the songwriter, and the other girls are like, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Galleria is trying to say that she's in charge of all this, but, you know, they keep their mouths shut. But she's very keen on the fact that she wrote the song Cinderella, which was the first one that we tried to fact check.
But we know it's not because it's from I-5, International 5.
So funny that of all the songs, that's the one that she says. But in this world, in this universe, she wrote it, I guess, I think. Right?
Because we see her in this universe, musical. She claims to have written the song. And the other girls are feeling a little pressed about it, you know? They're like, wait a second, what? Why is she taking all the credit?
Yes. Yes. And so she goes home and she, you know, talks to her parents about this, but her mom does not like this idea. And her, I think we have to appreciate the mom's fashions too. Because there are a lot of fashions in this movie, but Galleria's mother wears the most beautiful outfits.
Mm-hmm. She wore the most normal.
Yeah, it was a lot of like turtlenecks with a cool necklace or like a big feathery coat kind of thing, or like a scarf that's I don't know what that pattern is, but where it's like gold chains in the pattern.
Gold chains usually yes.
Do you know
it's
what I mean?
Yes. It's a very 90s Jean-Paul Gaultier sort of vibe.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds right. So anyway, she has really cool looks, love her, and she's very like level-headed about her daughter being focused and not hyper-focused, because that's kind of Galleria's thing, is she like only cares about this competition and doesn't seem to see how it's affecting the people around her.
Yeah. She's not taking that dog out for walks.
Exactly.
No, that's rude.
Rude. And exactly. And later we find out why she shouldn't.
We do find out. Do we meet her dad at this point too?
Yeah.
Yes.
We got to talk about the dad. So her dad,
Franco.
Franco.
Bolo.
Garibaldi. He's also just there with the mom and supports her but has a little bit of fun and a little bit of perspective about it. He's like, because we had to keep reminding ourselves, as some of, I believe, our watch-along friends reminded us, that they're 14. So even though she seems like she's being unreasonable, she's a young teen. Mm-hmm. So, and her dad knows that too. He's like, she's going to act this way. It's okay. So finally her mom is like, okay, fine. You can do it. You can go pursue the opportunity with Jekyll, who was one of us. Somebody was brilliant and realized it's Jackal and Cheetahs.
Oh, yeah. Was that someone in the chat?
That was me, baby.
Oh, that was
you. Yeah. Oscar with the
dab, the, dab, dab.
With the dab. Oscar with the piecing it together. It's so funny, like, how obvious. But I've never heard of anybody named Jackal.
You know, and then also someone noticed that all their names, except for Chanel, are Oz, like Cheetah. They're Dorinda, Galleria, Chanel. Aqua, Chanella.
Chanella, yeah, Chanella.
Chanella, yeah.
Dorothea, Drinka, Derek-a.
Derica?
Derica.
Franco Franco Boloa.
Franco
Totoa.
Boloa.
Okay, so they have a meeting with him. Oh, wait, no, sorry. I don't think we're... Oh, wait, no, they have a meeting with him. That's where we are. They have a meeting with him, and this is the first one. Do they burst into song in the first one?
Where they're like, remember. Wait, what? When they go meet with him?
Yeah, when they go meet with him the first time.
When she steps in poop?
Oh, wait, is that the first time?
Yeah, that's much later. Yeah, that...
Well, essentially, the first time is where
in the talent show.
They audition for the talent show. Yeah. And that's when they sing the Cinderella song.
Right.
I don't know. Okay. Because then they have the moment where the camera goes up and they do the walk around where their backs are to each other.
So they do this audition for the talent show, but it looks just like a full-fledged performance with lighting and all that, and that's when Galleria's mom and Chanel's mom sneak in these really cool
incognito
disguises.
Scarves, very obvious sunglasses,
and this is where we meet Drinka, who's also wearing the most incredible outfit, and she says,
yeah, all like the grown-ups, all the grown women in this movie are like drag queens a little bit. They're all like so extra.
Yes. And we see where the
everyone
cheetahs
is so extra in this movie. Yeah,
but, like, we see where the cheetahs are getting.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting it, and yeah, it's so, and like their houses are so lavish and beautiful too.
Mm-hmm. They got
I
money.
Love it.
They
yeah, got money. Yeah, because they're in Manhattan and they have mm-hmm. these humongous apartments. Beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful. So Drinka says, "Yeah, absolutely, you're in." And this is also how Jackal catches wind of the cheetahs, and without asking the group's the other group members' opinions, Galleria suggests that the Cheetah Girls should not make time for the talent show due to their new record deal. Okay, so he sets up this whole thing where he's gonna produce a demo for them in a week, and it's like seen as too rushed, and it's like a conflict with their talent show. But the other girls are like, that's not what we said we wanted to do. We said we were going to do the talent show. And Aqua encourages Chanel, Galleria's oldest friend, to speak to Galleria about her behavior. So already we're seeing some divides, and it seems that Chanel and Galleria are much closer than the other two because we do see them a lot more together. And we asked at the beginning who everybody's favorite Cheetah Girl was, and a lot of people said Dorinda.
Dorinda.
Yeah, she was everyone's fave.
Makes sense. And we do get a lot less Dorinda time. Dorinda and Aqua, especially, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Dorinda has an opportunity to have a dance audition where she's employed to go on this, like, big dance tour. And when she does the audition, she's offered a paying role on tour, which is a huge honor, but that is a conflict with her staying with the Cheetah Girls.
Yeah.
So, oh no, what are we going to do?
Also, they're like, you have to get your parents' permission. She's like, my parents?
Yeah,
I can do that. And then we're like,
parents put a pin in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So then at home, I just feel like there's so many big chunks missing here, but we'll get to them. We'll remember them. So Chanel becomes distressed after overhearing a voicemail suggesting that her mother was planning to sell their apartment. And this is, I think, when she picks up the phone and she's like, don't you ever call back, because Chanel's mom had suggested that she wants to move to Paris, which to Chanel was obviously heartbreaking because she's a teenager.
Yeah. Well, her mom says that she's going to take her out for shopping, right? And then her mom is MIA or whatever. But then when the phone call and they're like, we heard that you want to sell your apartment. She's like, we're not selling.
Yes. Very dramatically. I wonder what the other person or the person on the other end of that call did, if they're like, oh, well, I guess we take them off the list. They're not interested.
They're like, well, that was rude. And then, and then she notices that her mom's like, sorry, I can't make it. Here's the card if you want to go shopping. And then she's like, I'm going to go shopping. And she goes to Madison Avenue and she buys up a bunch of stuff. Like, she maxes out the credit card. But then then she's like, oh, because earlier after their audition, Raven Simone Galleria says some not nice words about Dorinda's outfit choices. And so she's like, well, let me go drop off this cheetah print vest thingy that I saw in the window.
It's always cheetah print.
Yeah. So she tries to drop it off with Dorinda, but then the door guy's like, Dorinda doesn't live here. Oh, she lives over on the side in the alleyway.
Yeah, like the superintendent's office or something.
Yeah.
And so, yes, yes.
So she goes, and that's when they're like, wait, you have a black mom? That's totally fine.
Oh, this scene is was so confusing.
It was like it was so wild. Tone deaf and it was, insane.
Yeah. Yeah, so essentially Chanel has all these bags and she gives Dorinda this jacket and then goes off. What? Like, you already said it.
Yeah, she's like, hey, it's cool that you didn't want to tell us that you have a black mom or whatever. And then she's like, it's not that. I'm not black. I'm not white. I don't even know what I am. Mm-hmm. And it turns out she's a foster kid.
She's a foster kid. Yeah.
Yeah, her mom, I guess, didn't want her is what she says. So she lives in foster care with this woman, and but then Chanel also makes it about her, and she's like, well, you know, sometimes having a parent isn't all that great. Right. My mom wants us to move to France with her boyfriend. And then they both are just like crying and like talking at each other but not to each other.
Yes, exactly. It was such an instance of her saying something that she thought was like would make her feel better, but in fact was not very
no, none of it was empathetic at all. It was all just like, yeah, I know, I'm also going through a struggle. And then they cry and she gives her a cheetah print outfit that she can wear, and but then immediately doesn't she call up a gallery and tell her?
Like, so immediately, yeah.
They have, like, a sleepover together. Yeah. And this is where I think it's, like, Chanel's job to talk to Galleria about how she's being awful and just sort of taking charge and being really bossy.
Yeah, because Aqua's like, you tell her or I tell her. Mm-hmm. And she gets all up in her face. And we haven't Aqua even talked about Aqua and her hot sauces.
Hot sauces. We know that she's from the South.
Yes.
She likes hot sauce and she can't get a cab.
Yeah. Basically, this movie, Beyonce saw this movie and she got inspired in a lot of ways. We talked about this in our watch along. There's one moment where we'll get to it. We'll put a pin in it, I guess. But Galleria says something that Beyonce takes to heart. And then there is a moment where Aqua says, to the left. And that Beyonce takes to heart. And then the hot sauce in her bag. Well, a lot of people do that. But Beyonce took that to heart.
Popularized it.
Yeah.
They oftentimes say, like, you know, if I were a boy, and then they say things like, wow, I can see your halo. And then things like, this house is jumping. And house, well, she changed it a little bit, but
and she's like, this lemonade is great.
Yes, exactly. So it was a lot, very heavily inspired. Kind of surprising that no one's uncovered that before.
TikTok, someone make a TikTok.
So at the next meeting between the Cheetah Girls and Jackal Johnson, Jackal reveals that a marketing team has developed a new image for the group and passes out these
terrifying
masks.
They all show up except for Galleria's late because she stepped in poo. and then he's like, we got this new thing, we're gonna call you everyone loves
global
endanger
girls?
Global Get Down, I think.
Get Down, that's what it was.
Yeah, and it was like, everyone loves endangered animals, so we're gonna make you all endangered animals. And there's a panda, a cheetah, like a black panther.
How was this test marketed is my question. Yeah. According to who loves endangered animals?
Well, in the kids? Early 2000s, people were very much like for the pandas. There was like that.
True.
Everyone was carrying around those totes.
But
you
who
know?
Was standing seals back in the day?
No, you know what I mean? For like, we were supporting standing endangered seal species. doesn't mean you want.
I think we were done with Seal by 2003.
I don't know. Didn't he have that new song that more like the what is it? He had two big songs. He had
Kiss from a Rose.
Yes, and then he had
Crazy.
That's it. Was that?
That was like early 90s.
I don't remember that.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It sounds more like.
It's like poppier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, 1991. Wow. Okay, never mind. yeah, I don't know. Some people were standing. You know who was? It was Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum.
Standing Seal in the early 2000s. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
but yeah, so then they give them all these masks that are creepy and also an inspiration for The Masked Singer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Two of them were in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Raven and Adrian have been in The Masked mm-hmm. Singer.
Definitely the producers of The Masked Singer saw this and they were like, yeah. I know who we should cast.
Even though technically The Masked Singer started in Korea?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
so they saw The Masked Singer.
The Koreans were like, they watched it later, you know, and they were like, good mm-hmm. idea, let's do that. Yeah. But they were like, no way. And then that's when they sing their other song.
Oh, yes. So then they do an impromptu performance in this little, like, boardroom, which has full music video lighting, choreography, great sound, all this stuff, and they do their thing, and they feel real proud of it.
This is when they sing Girl Power?
I think so. Yes,
yes, yes.
Sounds right.
Because they had just said a bunch of times before this, Growl Power, mm-hmm. right?
Growl Power.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Which I say, I think is a stretch.
What, Growl Power?
Yeah.
Growl what was the thing power. That they kept saying?
Cheetah-licious.
I feel like Cheetah-licious was more popular than Growl Power. Like people were saying so Cheetah-licious.
Cheetah-licious makes more sense than Growl Power.
Mm.
Yeah,
I think. But I get what they're doing with Growl Power. It didn't have the same ring to it.
No, it's like someone googled cat puns. You know.
And was like,
growl power. That works. Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, what do you think? What we do is perfect already, right? And Jackal's like, No. But then
that's when Gallery is like, well, then we're not signing. And then they're like, hold up, girl. You've been speaking for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to speak for us now. And that's when she's like, you know what? You're right. I'm just going to leave the Cheetah Girls. And they're like, wait a second. You're making this about you again. and so she leaves, right? And then Jackal's like, that's fine. We got plenty of girls waiting in the hallway that could just take her spot. And then they all leave and they see these groups of girls all dressed the same. Funny. Which,
like,
by the way,
fringe
okay.
girls, the feather girls.
Yeah.
It's
and
so
I,
funny.
The polka
okay.
dot girls.
So technically, my gimme that outfit mm-hmm. was earlier in the movie when Chanel wears a turtleneck. I really like that. It's like a
the lavender turtleneck.
Yeah, it was like a lavender turtleneck. It was nice because the rest of their outfits are insane. But I gotta say, when they walk down the hallway, there is these group of girls that were wearing furry bright neon vests and I was like, that would be a fun outfit. I would never wear it outside, but it would be fun to own, you know. Get them with your friends and then wear them to Vegas, you know?
Yes.
My gimme that is that turtleneck, but I will also take a furry vest.
If you definitely, especially if you get like a group of people to wear the furry vest,
yeah.
I think you could pull it off.
We could all wear, what color furry vest do you want, guys? We'll ask the Vault if they have it.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Let's ask the Vault to assign colors to us.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna say, but my favorite color is purple.
Purple?
Not gonna say.
I'm not gonna say, but.
But if there's a purple one, I won't say no to that.
Mm-hmm.
So Galleria, yeah, she leaves and thinking that the other girls took the deal. Sorry, go ahead.
Do you think that in an alternate universe, not an alternate universe, in this same universe, the vest girls are saying vest-alicious?
I hope so. Oh my god.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I just feel like that's the mood.
Which there was also like there was like leather girls.
Yeah, so leather-licious. Like
leather-licious. Yeah. Leather power.
Yeah.
leather missiles. It doesn't, I mean,
living my best life.
Oh, yes. We're birds of a leather.
Leather will leather the weather together.
Yes.
Leather or not, here we come.
Leather or not, here we come. That's a collaborative project.
Yeah. And then they were like, best I never had. And then Beyonce was like, what about best I never best had? Thing I
know. Yeah, exactly.
Best thing you never had.
Beyonce was inspired by all of the different girl groups.
You've tried the rest. Now try the vest.
Yeah. Ooh.
Simply the vest.
Mm-hmm. Simply the vest. you know, Dan Levy saw that and then was like, Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
Schitt's Creek also was inspired.
So yeah, Cheetah Girls is just like, you know, the apex of inspiration.
Yeah, without Cheetah Girls, we would not have entertainment today.
True, I believe that.
I believe it, 100%.
Wow, we were so without inspiration before 2003. Mm-hmm. We're so lucky.
So lost.
So Galleria thinks that all the other girls took the deal. Yeah. And Chanel goes home to her mother upset about a declined credit card because of, you know, her Cher Horowitz moment of shopping spree.
And then she does the perfect thing. The thing that you're supposed to do when your parents mad at you, then you start crying and then turn the table so they can't yell at you anymore because they feel bad. Because then she's like, well, some people don't even have moms. And then she's like, who doesn't have a mom?
Yeah, she figured it out.
Yeah, and then
she just wanted to tell. I mean, I feel like she just wanted to tell her all of her secrets, all of Dorinda's secrets.
She did. Yeah. And she also pulled that same, but it was like the opposite move with Dorinda, where she was crying because she has a mom. Mm.
Yeah, and now she's like, Dorinda, so we don't know. She's just crying. She's a manipulator. Uh-oh. They have this sad montage of everyone being sad, right? And Aqua's sadness is she can't catch a cab.
But that was her like whole struggle in the whole movie.
Yeah, you know?
She can't catch a cab and she refuses to take the subway.
She's from the South, where notoriously we do not have subways.
Right. Oh yeah, that's her thing. She's from the South.
Yeah. And so like all she does is catch cabs, but they don't stop for her, you know? And she is a clean freak who won't take the subway. She would work perfectly in this year because she carries around a bag of wet wipes.
That's true.
Yeah. She's struggling without her friends to get a cab.
They work better as a team, yes.
Yeah.
They do.
So our next big event that happens is Galleria's dog Toto falls into an open manhole.
Yeah.
In the Manhattan streets.
Yeah.
This is a wild ride, this whole sequence. I don't know where to start. Because it's like, so that she's walking the dog runs away. And then she spills a cop's coffee.
Yeah, on the cop. She's running after Toto. She spills the coffee, and then the cop comes to yell at her. And then she's like, "My dog fell in the hole." And then he's like, "Oh no, dog in a hole."
Yeah, that's a thing that happens, I guess, all the time.
Dog in a hole is a very well-known police code, apparently, because all kinds of emergency services come to the rescue. We got fire trucks. We got reporters, we've got more backup cops, we've got blocking the streets off because Toto is stuck in a hole. He looks fine, he's just down in a hole, barking and whatnot. And so Chanel calls her parents, they show up. The firefighter who's trying to get him out tells, so what should we, okay, hold on, I don't want to get ahead of myself.
So
she starts singing.
No, yeah. So then all of her friends come, right? But they all are like, we're here for Toto. We're not here for you.
They've all heard about this.
And they're all wearing the exact same look in different colors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Obviously. And then
cheetah tracksuit. Yeah.
And we know from earlier in the movie, whenever Toto likes a song, he likes to dance. And so then they're like, come talk to your dog, get him to move because he's not moving. So then Gallery is like, girls, come, let's sing. So they start singing, and then they're not singing fast enough. So then the firefighter is like, faster, faster, and they start singing faster and faster.
Dog move more.
Yeah, and then he's like, it's working, it's working, sing faster, faster. And they're like, blah, 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 and they're
it's
singing.
It's so silly.
Yeah. And then they rescue so Toto. Silly. It's great.
It's, in a world of over the top, this is a different kind of silly.
Yeah. I mean, I lost my mind when I saw it.
And like, it's literally like an all-day event. The whole city is shut down. I wouldn't be surprised if they cut the regular programming on television just to show this broadcast.
Well, they did. They cut off the power. They literally did. To try to help Toto, right. which shut down the talent show, but that's then the generators came out, kicked in, and then as soon as they came on, the news started reporting on all of the TV screens, and that's when everyone's like, oh no, let's all go, and so they all get up and leave, and they go to help out Galleria, And then her crush, Derek, comes.
Oh, yeah, that guy. We haven't even talked about him because he's just so...
Well, he's kind of an annoying flirt when he's around his guy friends. But he does have a soft moment when Galleria is in the theater by herself playing on her piano. We're not sure if it's Raven singing or not.
Yeah, it didn't sound like Raven.
Yeah, it didn't sound like
it
Raven.
It sounded like a different voice.
But he shows up and he has some nice words for her, and he helps her realize that her friends are more important. And that's when he has we realize that he's actually, you know, a normal person and not a creep, because he's putting on a show when he's around his dudes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But anyways, that's when I became a Derek apologist. So, and anyway, he shows up to help her out, and like all of her friends after Toto's been rescued, they all start leaving because they're like, well, Toto's fine, goodbye. And then he's like, you know what you gotta do? You gotta sing. And then she gets up, everyone's starting to leave, but then she starts singing, and we don't know where the soundtrack is coming, but we're assuming it's coming from the ambulance. They like are playing a track. She had a tape with her.
Yeah.
So she starts singing, and then immediately the girls start joining by like the second line of the song. So we know that they've forgiven her.
And they've all rehearsed this apparently.
Yes. And everyone has, because then they start dancing, and the firefighters are dancing, the construction workers are dancing, everyone is doing the same choreography, so everyone knows. Derek shows up with a guitar that Oscar, you said, was not plugged in.
Nope.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's so funny.
It would be impossible to play that.
Yes. Yeah. But it works. It works. Movie it magic. Works.
Very magical. Also, it's nighttime now. Did we say that part?
Yeah, yeah. Quickly cut to nighttime. But, you know, that's how nowadays, like around 4 o'clock, it's just bam, dark outside.
That is true. Maybe the dog fell in the hole at like 3.
Yeah.
Right. At a reasonable hour. Yeah.
And they sing their iconic song, Cheetah Sisters. Cheetah Sisters.
Cheetah Sisters.
Cheetah we are sisters. We stick together. We make up one big family. No, we are not the same. Our spots are different. Colors. And they are all wearing spots, but different colored tracksuits.
Wow, that's deep.
It's very deep. You know, this movie has a lot of layers.
They say it certainly does. It certainly does.
And then, you know, and then they all hug, and then it's over. Oh, wait. Galleria does get a phone call from Jackal Johnson, who's like, you know what? I've changed my mind. I'll take you guys as you are. And then each one of them grabs the phone and yells at him.
We don't need you. And another thing.
Yeah. Wait, that was our question. They were talking to Jackal, but they kept saying, and tell him, meaning who were they actually talking to?
Was it supposed to be one of his assistants?
Maybe? Yeah, maybe the assistant was like, I have Jackal Johnson on the line for you. And they're like, oh, Jackal Johnson? Yeah. You tell him. And then the poor assistant is like, okay. And then she has to go in with a notepad and be like, this is what they said. They said...
Now, which assistant were they talking to? The woman with the severe, like...
Oh, the cut? Blunt cut.
Yeah, yeah,
blunt or cut. The dude who had a British accent and immediately gave up on it.
I think I it's someone we didn't see at all. Because I think those other people are like executives. And then he has some kind of, you know, intern assistant that we never see. Seen, not heard, no. Heard, not seen. I don't know what it is. But they're not seen.
Right.
I just thought it was the Palm Pilot guy because he seemed pretty on top of the scheduling situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're, and tell him another thing. Yeah, and tell him this, and tell him. Went on for a very long time. So I do wonder how much of that message Jackal got. But I guess that was, that's it?
That's it.
And that's it. That's the end of the movie.
Oh, they won the talent show. Did we say that?
Oh, yeah. They go to a Kool-Aid party afterwards.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, they go back to the theater.
No, but one of our patrons noticed that it was a Kool-Aid party because they were all just standing around in the theater drinking Kool-Aid waiting for the results of the talent show.
Oh, right. And this is when Galleria says, wow, it's a real shame that we're not a group anymore. And everyone's like, what are you talking about?
We are sisters. We stick together. Yeah. And then that's it.
They did it.
Dang.
We did it. We all did it.
There's a lot of lessons learned here. I would say like a whole movie full. But what is the takeaway of this movie? What's the moral of this story?
I feel like, we pointed out so many as we went. And now I feel like maybe something like our spots are different colors. But we love one another.
But we make up one big family. No, we are not the same.
Yeah, if I had to put it to music, I think that would be the moral.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Mine is, I don't want to be like Cinderella.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the anti-Cinderella story.
Yeah. Go make your own. Step in some shit, you know?
I like that.
Yeah.
Step in some shit. Yeah. That's when the real opportunities happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the moral for me would probably be, because here's the thing, the Global Get Down girls got signed, released an album. They did well. So maybe listen to like marketing. They might be right. You know what I mean? They might be right here.
Yeah.
It depends on what you're going for. If you want to be in a girl group, they're going to produce you, but it might
listen,
not be
if
what
you don't
want.
Yeah, if you don't care about like credibility or
integrity.
You're really chasing that fame monster, just listen to the marketing.
Yeah,
put on the mask.
What Josie and the Pussycats told me that's not always good, you know.
That's true,
right.
There's also subliminal messaging that comes with the mask.
The Masked Singer.
Beyonce.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It all connects.
All right. Let's cast ourselves. Who would we play in the? Oh God. Who would we? This is a big question.
There's
so many.
This is a big question.
We were playing a little bit of this as we watched, I think. Cause definitely Oscar. I would like to see you as Drinka.
Drinka champagne.
Drinka. Of course. Fun.
She's so good. I love her.
There
outfits.
Was one character that I saw that I was like, I want that, but I can't remember who it was.
Let's see. Because we had all the parents and we had.
It was a random person.
And then we have random
you know
people.
What it is? I want to be that firefighter who says, faster, faster,
faster. Dog in a hole. Dog in a hole. We got a dog.
You're doing
in a
it.
Hole?
Sing faster. I just like to see people who are very serious sing faster, but I'm like, I'm just kidding. You didn't have to sing fast at all.
Yes. The speed didn't really affect it at all. Let's see. Rachel, we are different colors. Why am I blanking on how
I think
many
Rachel honestly
there were?
Would be Aqua in the Cheetah Girls.
Yeah. Ooh, I am from the South.
Yeah.
I do love hot sauce, and I would wear that skirt. She wears a lot of skirts.
Yes.
The cowgirl skirt?
Yeah.
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 100%. 100%. And Claire, you would be... Oh, there's so many fun characters for Claire. I'm thinking of... the mom.
Yeah.
That fabulous mom.
Galleria's mom.
Galleria's mom, yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
She's so great. She's like... And she had just that, like, refined kind of delivery.
Yes.
Like, darling, listen to me.
Yes, she was like, so cool.
She was pretty rad.
She was pretty rad.
I love her.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, you know what we gotta do now?
Talk about that Zaddy.
Zaddy Watch!
It's an exciting Zaddy Watch.
Wow. So there was a moment in this where we really, really were like, that is a certified Zaddy.
Mm-hmm.
The Cheetah Girls watch collectively swooned, I think.
Yeah, and it was when he made a joke, right?
He made a joke, yeah.
I can't remember what
joke
we were
here
was.
For it.
Yeah.
I don't remember the joke, but it was constant. It was every advice he had was swoon-worthy.
Yeah.
We were all, you know, and he wasn't like necessarily super hot, Claire. I think you mentioned that he looked a little like Cosmo.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, like really dork realness, but, we were all feeling him.
He doesn't take things seriously, but he's also there for you, you know?
Yeah. He was just kind of silly and came in with the truth bombs.
Oh, and
the
then
logic
also
bombs.
At one point he smacked the mom in the butt. So, you know,
oh
that
my
they're,
God, you're right.
He was playful. Yes.
Yeah. They're flirty.
Playful and a little, how do you say, cheeky? They say that in Europe.
Cheetah key.
Chiquiti?
Chiquita?
Chiquita banana? Banana. He was very tall. That was another thing. He was very tall.
Very tall. Tall and handsome.
Tall.
So where would he rate in the Zaddy scale?
I'll go. I think he's fabulous. We love him as a dad. I'm not like super like attracted to him, but I'll give him a gold Zaddy.
Zaddy. Oh,
I'm going to give him a gold Zaddy, too. He's funny, tall, even though short kings are having their moment, you know. And he, you know, he was supportive. You know, and cheeky.
And cheeky. Yeah, very a cheetah pun.
Yes.
Cheeky.
Yeah, he gets a gold Zaddy status for me. He was nice. He wasn't like, you know, he's no Mr. Sheffield, as I will always say. He was up there. And I hope he's in the sequel because I hope he plays a bigger part in the movie. Because maybe, you know, he might be gold Zaddy status now, but he could be platinum in the future. Maybe don't tell me if he's in it or not. I want to find out. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
I have
I don't remember.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Now it's time to rate the movie out of 5 layers of cheetah print clothing. How many layers of cheetah print clothing are you going to give the Cheetah Girls?
Wow. I'll go first. I have seen this before. I feel like this movie probably needs a rewatch because there's a lot of things going on. So you can't catch it all in the first watch, right? I do think Raven's character is very annoying, which is hard because she's supposed to be kind of like our protagonist. She does have a flip where she becomes like, you know, she's talking truth. But before that, she is annoying. There's a whole sequence where she just laughs over and over again, and that's very annoying. So, but the songs are bangers to me. And then nostalgia is a factor too. I'm going to give this a 4.5.
Wow. Okay. I hadn't really thought of it, but I'm going to give it a 4 layers of cheetah print cuz like you said it's a little chaotic. There's a lot of suspension of disbelief, but it's a classic. The songs are bangers. I think I remember liking the sequel even more, so that's exciting. I don't know. That's what feels right in my heart.
Mm-hmm. For me, it was so ridiculous. Like, one of the craziest DCOMs I've ever seen in terms of, like, how is... Huh? Who? What the... Like, truly a what-the-fuck moment movie. And for that reason, it's getting 5 layers of clothing. This is like, this is what I've been waiting for. The cheetah, it's arrived. I am fully here for it. Thank God. The Cheetah Girls has finally given me life that has been depleting after this every DCOM so I've been watching. And it's so crazy, this movie.
It is the epitome of DCOMs. Like, if so... you're... This is but a DCOM.
Like, it's like not funny. It's like not funny necessarily. Or like, I think it's like weird. It's a weird DCOM where they're... I mean... You got a character named Drinka Champagne, Galleria, Dorinda, Aquanette. Like, what is like? These people were just having a good ass time, and I was here for it day one. Like, you know, a lot of people love the Cheetah Girls because their music is good. I don't even care about their music. To me, it is about the writing, it is about the playfulness, about the insanity. Like that. What a freaking fantasy this movie was. I was here for it every second. They fucking sang a dog to the safety. What? brilliant. This is such a brilliant film. And Oscar. And you best believe it's a film. It's a freaking film.
It is a film. You really held that in. I could tell that you were holding that in. You didn't want to give it away that you were giving it a 5 because you were like, what?
Listen, makes me really, really happy. It really makes me happy because I think you're right. I think this is like the DCOM-iest. This is it. Like, so this is what you want from a DCOM.
If there's another, if DCOMs start being a little more self-aware, a little more playful, a little more ridiculous and campy, I'm going to enjoy the rest of this trip. I really am.
Yeah, they get fun. I'm excited about what's to come. There's a few good ones coming up.
Yeah, this is great. You know, as I like to say, this woke me up. This really did wake me up. And no one would know that because I don't think I've ever said that in this podcast before, but I do say that a lot. out of context, it sounds insane, but trust me, I do say that a lot. Regardless of the fact, I'm excited to see what we got in store. So what y'all say? Like, let's move on to the next section of the vault. I'm ready to...
I can't wait.
I'm ready to put on my cheetah print tracksuit and just...
That's right.
Scurry away to the next section of the vault.
That means the quicker we get out of here, the quicker we get to the next Cheetah Girls movie.
Yes! I'm excited.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm Claire.
I'm Oscar.
And I'm Rachel.
Bye!
Yay! Thanks for listening to that episode of Inside the Disney Vault. I'm on a high. I hope our next movie is just as exciting. What is it?
Full Court Miracle.
Is it another freaking sports movie?
Uh-huh. That's a good guess. I don't remember it's a, at
is
all.
Is it a basketball movie?
Looks like it from the poster.
Yes.
I don't remember at all, but I know we're on such a high off the Cheetah Girls.
I will say one word. Hanukkah.
What? Is it a Hanukkah movie?
I only can say one word. Hanukkah.
Oh, do they represent Hanukkah? I love that. Well, we'll find out, and you can all watch along or watch as we go along this road, and it's available on Disney Plus. And if you want to connect with us, you can contact us on Twitter at ITDV Podcast or Instagram at Inside the Disney Vault. And if you want to join future watch parties and things like you may have heard us talk about, you can check us out on Patreon. And that's patreon.com/InsideTheDisneyVault.
Yeah.
Yes. We're excited to... continue this journey. I mean, truly, Cheetah Girls gave me so much life. I hope this movie continues that trend, but we'll see. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know, you guys.
But for the time being, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Mia.
Hey, it's Allie.
And we host the Rom-Com Review podcast, P.S. I Love Rom-Coms.
Each week, we'll have incredible guests come and discuss a new rom-com
grand gestures, meet cutes, and of course, that elusive chemistry. Mia, what are you doing holding that giant boombox over your head? I'm hoping to win over listeners with this grand gesture. Take us back! Find a new episode every week
and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Campfire Media. Wow, you're still holding that boombox.
Yeah, I've got great upper body strength. Thanks, CrossFit.
P.S. I love rom-coms.
I love rom-coms.
Campfire.